Roland Swenson, Managing Director, Co-Founder of South by Southwest. Happy birthday, first of all. 25 years. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I'm kind of, can't quite believe it myself.
And tell me, how did it start? What was the hope for it? Because this couldn't be anything like what you envisioned all that time ago.
Well, I always believed it could be a large and influential event. But when we started, Reagan was president. There was no email. We didn't even have a fax machine. Computers and wireless phones were expensive and not very good. And the World Wide Web and broadband were, you know, 7 or 8 years in the future. So could I have imagined that it would turn out like this? No.
Wow. It's hard to get your head around just the speed of change, even from the point of view of South by Southwest itself. I would imagine that Interactive now is nearly the most crucial part of the conference, and certainly going forward.
Well, it's the fastest growing of the three events, but they're all kind of merging into one thing, whatever it is. I'm not exactly sure yet, but...
All the online companies are trying to get the biggest and best bands to play at their parties and their shows.
There's that. I mean, you know, one of the big things we've done this year is we've combined the trade shows. We used to have two trade shows, one for the film and interactive event and one for the music event. And we kind of shoved them together into one four-day event. So, and that's good for, you know, whichever conference you're going to. So for the first time, really, all of the South by Southwest attendees are, you know, together in one space and talking to each other, and it's been very exciting.
So was the intention, first off, to kind of just get bands, give them a stage, give them a platform, or was it more for the industry to network and check out new artists?
Well, you know, all of that. I mean, initially, we were trying to expand opportunities regionally for artists, because, you know, in the time, and this was like 1986 when we first started working on it, all of the music scenes were very parochial. And, you know, if you were a band in Austin, it was really hard to get a show in New Orleans or Dallas. And if you were a Dallas band, it was hard to get a show in Austin. So we thought if we could bring people in music from all those markets together to meet each other, then that would expand the marketplace for all the artists. And that worked. And so then we just kept adding regions until now we have 55 countries from around the world represented here.
And you have really, really big name artists playing at the festival, which is a surprise to a lot of people. Everybody really sounds like they're coming out.